Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Hello and welcome to a Bob and Tom 24/7 special. Comedy for Summer Camp, a Bob and Tom charity live comedy event. The show was recorded live June 17, 2022 at the Irving Theater in Indianapolis. Over the next 45 minutes, you'll hear stand-up comedy from Willie Griswold, Jeff Oskey, and Pat Godwin, special appearances by Josh Arnold and Ace Cosby, and all hosted by Tom Griswold and Chick McGee. Now let's get to the stage in Indy.
All right, hold it down, hold it down. All right. Hi! Woo! Well, thanks for coming out. We're here for some fun tonight, and we're all the money from you guys is going to go to send some kids to summer camp. So give yourself a round of applause.
So let's have a good time tonight. Yeah!
I want to thank Dale for letting us use the historic Irving Theater tonight. Give him a round of applause, a thank you. Now, there's an interesting true story about this stage.
And here's Tom to tell you.
In all truth, if you take a good whiff of this stage, it may smell like the sweat of the king. This is the one quarter of the stage from Market Square Arena. And this was the last, that was, of course, famously the last stage that Elvis ever set foot on. If you take a good whiff somewhere, you might get a little bit of the king. We got a good show for you. We got three volunteer comedians tonight. We had four, but Josh has the COVID. We've got Pat Godwin.
Oh!
Also tonight, the man famous for a feature on our show called News We Failed to Mention, Mr. Jeff Oskey is here, ladies and gentlemen. I love my son. I love my son. This one is so funny. He is Willie Griswold.
Willie!
Irving Theater, how the hell are we doing? Make some noise, gang. Tonight we get to raise some money to send some kids to my favorite place in the world. And as a special treat, because it's such a special night, I'm happen to be wearing my coolest outfit. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I can tell you love it. I like this outfit a lot. My pop doesn't. When I showed up, he told me I look like the Adderall dealer in a Christian fraternity. Okay, how we doing? Good to see ya. It's hard for me to dress cool. It's hard for me to be cool. My name's Willie, right? Not a cool name. I never even met another guy named Willie till my freshman year of college, moving in the dorm. These two cute girls, they ran past my room. I heard them yell, "Oh, look, there's another Willie." And I found out on their floor, a guy named Willie, he was super hot. So for the first 2 weeks of college, he was hot Willie and I was other Willie. No fun. 2 weeks later, I find out this guy is still hot Willie, but at this point, I'm exclusively being referred to as fat Willie. Less fun. 2 more weeks go by. The same 2 girls run in my room, devastated, crying. They said, "You hear what happened to Hot Willie?" And I said, "No, what's wrong?" They said, "He was pledging a fraternity. He drank too much. He might get kicked out of school. Frats getting kicked off campus. End of the night, he blew a .42. It's really scary. The drinkers know you can die at .35. It was tragic for his family, terrible for his fraternity, really scary for him. Pretty good for me, though. Because after that, he was Willie .42. And I was Free Willie. They changed it. Yeah. Jerks made me a whale. Can you believe it? I'm a big guy, 6 foot tall. Ladies, make some noise. Who likes a guy over 6 foot tall? Let me hear you. Yeah, come on. Where are we at? Cool. Wow. A lot of honest people, a couple liars, short husbands. Good to see you. Good view up here. I like being 6 foot tall. I read this study. Taller guys get paid more. Taller guys can network better. I think life's better 6 foot tall. Same respect. Penis. 2 inches bigger. Crank it up. Come on. Like, I'm pretty confident now. But could y'all imagine me walking around 6 foot 2, 5 inch penis? I mean, All right, not a small ding-a-ling crowd. Good to see you. Okay, fun, fun, fun. I'm a big guy. I don't think I'm a fat guy. My friends don't call me fat. It's mean to call people fat. That said, me and my doctor aren't friends at all. He's very mean. The last time I was in there, he called me medically obese. Can you believe that, sir? He showed me this thing on the wall, said BMIC, real big letters. Guess that stands for Body Mass Index Chart. Did y'all know that? I had no clues. I thought it stood for Big Man in Charge this whole time, sir. He goes, Willie, you're here, you got to be here. So you're obese here. To be healthy, you got to be here. So Willie, if you want a healthy BMI, you either need to lose 80 pounds unless you can gain 8 inches of height. Because you weigh an eighth of a ton. That's what he told me. I don't know if y'all know about metric conversions. Eighth of a ton, that's the meanest way you can say 250 pounds. Also, not a medical term, it's a shipping term. Get out of here, doc. I don't talk about this a lot on air, but tonight it is a really special day for me. About 7 years ago today, I actually came out as gay on Facebook. Usually get a clap there, a bunch of bigots. Okay. Lana B. Irving. If you're gay, it's really hard to come out of the closet. It's a brave and deeply personal thing to do. The issue is that I'm not for real gay, right? What happened was my buddy Mark was pulling a prank on me, and he hacked into my Facebook, updated my status, made it say I was gay. And y'all, it was the most likes I ever got in a Facebook status. People loved it. My mom commented, I love my gay son. Then my aunt commented, I've known since you were 7. I don't think that's fair, man. I mean, who cares if a kid's gay? But when a kid's 7, I think they're just 7, right? You can't tell yet. What I think would be weird is if you met a 7-year-old boy that you knew for sure was totally straight. That's the red flag for me. You're talking to your cousin Dylan. Hey, Dill, what's up, man? What do you like? And he goes, well, I play soccer, I like Minecraft, and I love a mature Puerto Rican with heavy naturals. Like, that's inappropriate. He's got a beer. Give me that beer, Dylan. You can't drink that. Weirdest part of this whole story, my grandma doesn't believe me. My grandma still thinks that I'm gay. Thanks, Gramsy. Good to see you here tonight. Fun. And I go, no, Gramsy, my buddy Mark was pulling a prank on me. And she goes, oh, is Mark your special friend and you two play little tricks together? Yeah, dude, she had fun in college, you know? She had a good time. Trying to be a better person. My ex wanted me to recycle more. But we lived in a building in Chicago and we had a trash chute, y'all. Trash chute's the greatest. Drink a soda, throw it out the window. Nothing matters. Trash chute, right? But we had no recycling chute, so we had a two-part system. She'd organize the recyclables for me by the door. You know, meanwhile, I'm taking the trash out, no big deal. And then when she went to work, my job was I would take those recyclables and I would throw them in the trash chute. Pretty good system. I do think recycling's important. We all ought to do it, but do y'all know 20 companies are responsible for over 50% of the material waste in the U.S.? So I think that it doesn't fall on us, the consumer, or me, the individual, to, like, recycle my beer to save the world, right? That said, I do think it'd be pretty awesome if I drank so much beer I destroyed the f***ing environment. Like, could you imagine if the EPA had to do a study where they were like, yeah, the leading causes of global warming are single-use plastics, factory farming, and some guy who drinks 18 Bud Lights a night calls himself Dilly Dilly Willy. We're not sure. What's your name, man?
Todd.
Todd. That's a, you look like a Todd, dude, you know? You got on flip-flops, you got on, I bet you, how many salmon polos do you have? Be honest, don't lie. The wife says 10, everybody, the wife says 10. Todd, what do you do for work?
I'm in the pharmaceutical industry.
Pharmaceutical industry, drug dealer, good. Good to know early, fine. You guys seem a little bored, that's okay, that's my fault. I get that. I have to know the perfect jokes for bored people are
jokes about board games.
Did we all yell that at the same time? My goodness. Okay. Coke dealer. How many board game based puns do you think I can tell in a row?
10.
10? Get out of here. What? 10? Come on. Who's cool? Who's cool? What do you say? Miss right up front. You're cool, right? How many? 4? Hell yeah, dude. That's my speed. Get on his level. Come on. Well, I would love to tell some board game jokes, but I'd hate to get in trouble. Woo! Yep. Because board game jokes in this PC society can be a bit of a risk. Okay. Tell one too many, you might have to say sorry. Yay. That's one, two, three, tell one more, connect four. We're having fun. Anybody not get it? Not of a clue? Where are you? You better buckle up. This is quite the operation. Because guess who? It's Willie G. I've got a monopoly on these. You're loving it, sir. Did it scrabble your cranium? No big deal, all right? How do you like them apples to apples, miss? Come on. This is life, the game of life. Really?
I love that game.
Really? I gotta be honest, I feel like that was kind of a forced applause break. I feel like, you know what, I'm not gonna do the dumb board game jokes. I feel like real comedy comes from a place of vulnerability from the gut. This is a new joke. I don't do it with big crowds usually, but you guys seem awesome. When I was a kid, I had this eating disorder, and my folks couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, and finally they took me to this psychologist who sat them down and said, I'm so sorry to tell you this, Mr. and Mrs. Griswold, but your son is a hungry, hungry hippo. That's 17. Come on. Yeah! Do we have any stoners in the house? Any potheads? Where are we at? Cool. A lot of losers. Thank you for coming. Good to see ya. Real quick, do we have any fans of the Bob and Tom show in the house? Make a little noise. I figured there were. So I'm a massive fan of the show, have been since I was a kid, and I'm one of the luckiest people on the face of the earth because I get to be on it now. But I figured I would do something fun tonight and tell you guys a little story, what it's like growing up with the insane local celebrity that is Tom Griswold as your papa. Is that okay? Can we do this? Okay, cool. So he's very popular. He's not like John Mellencamp, you know? He can't like smoke cigarettes in Cafe Patachou, but... When I was a kid, I'm going to tell you a story about my senior prank. The two things you have to know about this story. First, I was student council president. Second, I was the only person that got handcuffed the night of our senior prank. It was pretty innocent. We were just throwing underwear around the school, but the cops saw us on security cameras. They thought we were stealing, and they were there immediately. And we kind of fractured off into these little splinters, and me and these four girls were running away. And we're kind of bonding, like, yeah, class of 2011 forever, you know? You're like, you're never going to catch us, coppers, f*** the police, right? And then the cops got closer, we hit a hill, they ran off, I got handcuffed. It was very fast. And the cop was just doing his job, I was being a dumbass, he was being very polite with me, but I gave him my ID, and he looks at it, and he goes, Griswold, and I go, yeah. And he goes, you mean like Tom Griswold from The Morning Show? And I go, that's me, man. And he yells to his partner, hey, Dickerson, you're never going to believe this. I got Bob and Tom's kid handcuffed at the front of my car. All right, gang, I'm Willie Griswold. Thank you for coming out tonight. Make some noise for Chick McGee and my pop, Tom Griswold.
Keep it going for Willie.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Coming up next, comedian Jeff Oskey and more from Comedy for Summer Camp, a Bob and Tom charity comedy event on Bob and Tom 24/7. This is Comedy for Summer Camp, a Bob and Tom charity comedy event. It's a special for you on Bob and Tom 24/7.
Right now, we have a couple of surprises. The first one, we couldn't get the Bob and Tom singers here.
Now, these surprises are supposed to be good surprises, right?
Well, when you come to a charity event, you expect a little bit of poison.
Okay. Well, let me give this next gentleman some room here.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, who's that sexy guy with the deep voice? Ace Cosby. Here he is with his joke of the day.
I don't do joke jokes.
Okay, go ahead.
I teach people things. You know, relationships are like algebra. I mean, you ever looked at your ex and wonder why?
What are you laughing at?
Well, Chick, you know this. I used to live on a houseboat.
Yeah.
And I dated the girl next boat over.
Uh-huh.
Didn't really work out. We kind of drifted apart.
All right, that's very, very close. All right.
Okay, joke.
Okay.
A classic. What do you call a monkey in a minefield? No, a baboon.
A baboon.
That's my time.
Baboon. Ace Cosby, everybody. Ace Cosby. Woo!
Okay, now, I'm going to try a little bit of an experiment here. Joshy?
Yes.
Now, I would FaceTime you, but I know that you're currently bathing your balls in mayonnaise.
And well, that is the latest CDC recommendation.
Now, we have a nice crowd here, and they all miss you. Can you everybody say hi to Josh?
Hi, everybody.
One of our staff members, the fabulous Noah, is holding the Josh Arnold puppet and talking along with you.
So, Josh, could you do like a little bit of your so-called act?
I sure can. So Noah is operating the puppet.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, because normally I'm used to having Tom's hand up my ass, but it's nice to have somebody else's.
And we're off and rolling. All right.
So if you were here, Josh, what would one of your bits be?
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm putting the mic back up to your mouth. Go ahead.
My body. I'm not nearly as fat as Tom says I am. See, look at me. Hey, does my puppet even have legs?
No, no legs.
See, the problem with this great gag is the puppet has no legs at all.
Okay.
And no one can imagine you with a popsicle with the 2 sticks left, because you would have already eaten it.
Oh.
Now I know why you wanted to call me.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's... And if you were here, you'd be selling your famous merch. I'm sure there are a lot of folks here that would really like to go home with a Josh Arnold koozie.
Yes. This past week, I've been doing inventory and sneezing on every one of them. And
all right. Nice.
I'll be shipping those out next week.
Josh Arnold, everybody!
Josh
Arnold!
Thank you, Noah.
Congratulations!
Bye, Josh.
He'll be back Monday morning.
Okay.
Jeez. I got to text Josh real quick. Hang on. Go ahead.
That went well.
Sorry, Josh.
Okay.
And now coming to the stage.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, he's not homeless. He's hilarious. He's got a great beard. And his pubes look exactly the same and just that bushy. It's Jeff Oske.
Thanks, Tom. Hey, everybody. How's it going, Irvington? I love this theater. It's the only one right across from a plasma center. Oh. I got 2 things done at the same time. I made $50 before the show. Have anyone here ever donated plasma?
Yeah,
a few of you? Usually it's the sketchy people. That's the thing. If you've never been in a plasma center before, if at any time in your life you needed plasma to live, and saw the people who donated plasma, you'd choose death every f***ing time. Oh. Oh my gosh. Before the show, I was walking down the street. Little kid came up to me. He goes, "Hey man, give me $1. I was like, "Go ask your dad for $1. He goes, "I can't, he's in jail." I was like, "For what?" He goes, "Stabbing some dude who wouldn't give him $1. Like, here, take this 50 I got from the plasma center. Get out of here, you scam. Boy, it's hot out. Oh, my gosh. Anyone here been to the public pool this summer? I took my kids to the Garfield public pool. Anyone ever make that mistake? I took them on a Tuesday afternoon. 400 adults, 3 kids. There's some unemployed sons of bitches at the Garfield Park public pool. For those of you who have not been to the Garfield Public Pool, the kids' pool is a zero-degree wading pool. It's like a beach. It slowly slopes down so the kids can slowly go down into the water, except for all the unemployed ladies have beached themselves along here to catch some sun, so the kids have to tiptoe around the fat just to get to the fun. One of the ladies, apparently a huge Three Stooges fan, because on her back, the biggest and, well, I say, the only Three Stooges memorial tattoo I've ever seen. On her back, clouds, This is actual size. Clouds. Then she has the face of Larry. The face of Curly. Oh. No, empty spot. No more money. Apparently. Apparently she's waiting on J.G. Wentworth to settle an annuity. Or a child support payment to come in and finish that sucker up. At the same pool on the same day, not with stooges, there's two gentlemen, no shirt, no shoes, swim trunks, typical swimming attire, but on their left leg from their ankle to their knee, wrapped heavily, heavily in duct tape. No one even fazed by this. After an hour, I can take it no longer. I go over to the lifeguard lady. I go, hey, what's up with the duct tape on those two guys' legs? She goes, oh, they're keeping their home detention monitors waterproof. I'm like, oh, I don't know how that shit works, but aren't they supposed to be at f-ing home? Like, apparently the Indiana prohibition system foiled by duct tape. There's nothing that shit can't fix. Broken golf club, rusty bumper, DUI. One of the guys has the word murder tattooed across his stomach. And not shoddily. Like, he has spent a lot of time and money to let you know he's all about that murder. My youngest daughter, she goes, what's that guy's tummy say? I was like, that says we are swimming at the other end of the pool. It says, do not make eye contact with that guy. Feeling good. In Irvington, oh no, have you guys, we have a dog bakery here in Irvington. Have you guys been to the dog bakery? We have dog bakeries. We have five in the city because f*** the homeless. Our dogs need gourmet treats. I'm not homeless. I'm about a van away from it. But if I ever am homeless, I'm going to sleep in the doorway of a dog bakery. So that way you have to step over my human body with your Shih Tzu doodle or whatever hypoallergenic piece of shit you own. You have to step over my human body to go by gourmet treats. If you've never been to a dog bakery, go. It's amazing. It's set up like a human bakery, but everything in it's for dogs. But they have sheet trays of cookies, and they all have cutesy names like Bichon bars and Snickerpoodles. I took one look around the place. I'm like, what a dumbass idea for a business this is. Then I remembered dogs will eat shit. What a great idea for a business. Because your product just has to be shit or better. Shit or better, that's a great motto. I think the Golden Corral's already taken it, but I'm still a fan. You guys like the Golden Corral?
Oh,
oh, bunch of trash people. I love you. Those are my people. I love the Golden Corral. My favorite thing is the chocolate Wonderfall over in the dessert section. It's like one of those champagne fountains, but it's chocolate instead. And it's just bubbling. And for some reason, there's always one single kernel of corn floating around in it. Yeah, I don't know why that's disgusting, but it is. You don't know if a hillbilly sneezed and got dislodged from his cavity and landed in there. Or it's just my son was over there with a corn on the cob, making a chocolate-covered corn on the cob. I was making fun of golden doodles. I actually have a golden doodle. I bought a golden doodle. I don't mean to brag. I got it at a Menards parking lot in Beech Grove off of Craigslist. Not even making that shit up. I took it over to the PetSmart. I walk in to get my new puppy some treats. This lovely lady like yourself comes up, oh my gosh, is it a rescue? Is it a rescue? I'm like, well, I rescued it from a Beech Grove breeder. Kind of. I go, she's like, you should have gotten a rescue. You should have gotten a rescue. I was like, well, I would have, but I went to all the rescues, and you know what they don't have there? Golden doodles. Yeah. You know what they do have? Pit bulls. Yeah, a ton of them. They don't tell you, oh, this is a lab mix. No, that's a pit bull. Oh, this is a Staffordshire Terrier. Oh, the one with the chihuahua in its mouth? No, that's a pit bull. I lived on rule. I owned one. It was on the couch on the front porch when I moved in. I had to adopt it. Hood rules. Do we have any pit bull owners here tonight? Yeah. Couple of you. The rest are at home tending the meth lab. I like it. These dogs, they get a bad rap. My pit bull is great. Her name was Lily. I got her. I called my friends up. I'm like, bring the kids over. Have a play with the new pit bull puppy. Dude, I'm never bringing my kids over again as you, long as you have that dog. I was like, sweet, I hate your kids. Oh, my God. These dogs, they get a bad rap. I don't know about you pit bull owners. I found that a feeding mine keeps it from mauling small children. Like, that's the thing. You only hear in the news, pit bull mauls child or pit bull eats child to death. They never tell you what led up to that pit bull mauling that child. They always leave out the fact that dogs been tied up behind some guy's trailer out in Martinsville for the last 6 years. The dog's living on a 6-foot rope tied to a cinder block holding up a rusted out 84 Fiero. The dog's just living a little semicircle of his own pee and crap. He's got fleas and yeah. Yeah, if his leash was longer, he'd make the fence and hang himself. The dog's miserable. Then next door neighbor Timmy. Sweet, cute 4-year-old Timmy. Yeah, he just got done having supper. Comes out for an afternoon romp. His breath still stinking of spam. Shirt's all stained with Go-Gurt. Fingers sticky with orange Faygo, and he goes over and starts smacking the dog with the sticky little Faygo fingers. That dog's gonna eat him. Yeah. How can you be mad at the dog? This dog's starving. Little Timmy smells like an all-you-can-eat white trash buffet. I felt you guys clam up. I feel like there's a lot of people from Martinsville here who took some offense to that. So I got some kids now. I didn't mean to. Like, I don't want another, I'll tell you that. It's to the point now when I'm even close, I've run out in the alley and let it go in a greasy puddle. I want no chance of Last week on YouTube, I was doing DIY vasectomies. I was like, I got a hot glue gun. That should... Yeah, don't stick that in the tip. That hurts. Yeah, you can't pee either. Yeah, I wasn't thinking much on that one. Oh, man. I used to live at the corner of Washington and Rule, and I don't mean to brag. I lived in a double, $250 a month, utilities included. I was doing well. And I had done a prison in Kentucky. I played a maximum security prison in Kentucky because my career is taking off. And I get home at 3 in the morning on a Wednesday. I'm out on my front porch having a cigarette. See a woman walking down the street by herself. She makes eye contact with me. I'm like, oh, she's going to talk to me. She does. She comes across, walks up to my fence. She goes, can I have a cigarette? It's just easier to give her a cigarette. I go down and hand her a cigarette. She goes, what are you up to tonight? I go, I just got back from prison. She goes, me too. I was like, oh, are you a performer? Then she says to me, she goes, hey, do you like to party? I'm like, it's 3 in the morning on a Wednesday. I do a little partying. I'm up. Then she says to me, she goes, hey, for $10, I'll give you a b-. I was like, ooh, that kind of party. No. I got a little offended. I was like, why would she even hover? What do I look like that she would even come up? And then I remembered what I look like. I was like, yeah, I probably look like a $10 a guy. And then I thought to myself, do I have $10? I did not. They had paid my check. And she was a classy broad. I tried to pay her with 2 rolls of dimes. She would not take it. Something about the coin started taking 19%. She's losing money on the beach. So. I I do a little segment every week at 9:20 in the morning after everyone's tuned out of the station, and they let me come on and play called Failed Dimension. Has anyone heard it? Have you done it? Do you like it? For those of you who have never seen or heard the thing, we give you a lot of news each week, Bob and Tom and Chrissy, but we don't give you all the news. So what I do is I come on each Friday and give you the news that we failed to mention. For example, a jerk face stole $200 from Girl Scouts selling cookies outside of a grocery store. What you failed to mention, at $5 a box, who's really Robin Who here, ladies? Let's try another one. Navy officer Amy Bouchard became the first woman to command a U.S. nuclear carrier this month. What you failed to mention, she immediately set course to the holiday clearance sale at Old Navy. There's a new world record for the world's largest potato, weighing in at 117 pounds. What you failed to mention, to make it a baked potato, bake it in the oven at 350 for 27 days. I got a whole stack of them. I get on board, assholes. Joey Chestnut ate 17 pounds of shrimp to win the St. Elmo's shrimp eating contest last year. What you failed to mention, 17 pounds of shrimp all to himself. How shellfish. No, that sucked. Ugh. A succulent plant store is being sued by Nike for their name, Just Suck It. What you failed to mention, where I'm from, Just Suck It will run you about 10 bucks. The Jamaican government has launched a new Weed is Great campaign. What you failed to mention, they're hoping if you get high enough while you're there, you won't notice all the poverty to and from your drive to the resort. A few of you have been, yeah. A woman spent $165,000 on a snow globe collection. What you failed to mention, sounds like someone needs to shake some sense into her. All right. A family's dog that's been missing for 12 years was finally returned to them. What you failed to mention, just in time for the kids to watch it die. Okay, we'll close on this. This is topical. Scientists found the skeletal remains of a dinosaur that apparently died from a rare respiratory infection. What you failed to mention, I bet it was COVID-19 BC. I'm Joe Vasquez. Thanks for playing along. Enjoy Pat Godwin, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeff Vasquez.
On the way next, comedian Pat Godwin recorded live. This is Comedy for Summer Camp, a Bob and Tom charity comedy event. It's a special for you on Bob and Tom 24/7. This is Comedy for Summer Camp, a Bob and Tom charity comedy event. It's a special for you on Bob and Tom 24/7.
I'm ready.
Okay,
he's ready.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, this next guy has had the number one comedy album on the charts twice in the last several months. His newest one is called Captured Live. And he has got a bunch of great songs. He also just won for the second time the International Songwriting Competition. He won in the comedy category. Other winners of that include the great Haywood Banks, so he's in good company. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Mr. Pat Godwin.
Give it up for Chicken Tom. Come on, keep it going for the whole show, you guys, for coming out. Let's get crazy. All right, repeat after me. Here we go. Hey, yeah, yeah, hey.
Hey,
nice.
Hey,
I said, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
A Pat Godwin is the greatest. Sing it. Just the ladies. Three ladies, I hope. Ladies, raise your hands. I don't want to make the same mistake I made last time I was here a year ago. That's a bad way to start a show, you know? Sir, what's your name? Judy. You don't come back from that. These are different times. Get woke. I was working out of the country one time. I was in Miami.
And club owner goes, open up with a Cuban song. Get the Cuban people on your side. I'm Irish. I'm from Philly. I got nothing. I hit the stage in Miami. Hey, where's the Cuban people? Place explodes. And I panic. Calm down, Cuban people. Oh, Jesus. And when I said Jesus, 19 guys stood up. I thought this would be funny. It wasn't. Song for the Cubans. Row, row, row your boat gently down. That's funny here in Irvington. Now, Jimmy's been in headphones for like the whole show. I want to bring him out. Hey!
Come over here. Say hi to Jimmy. Hey!
You didn't hear anything, did you? All right, we're going to take the gangster rap, tone it down, put it to a nice folk melody so everybody can enjoy the message of the gangsta. Filter through the prism of white people. Here we go. Gangsta folk. I'm Patty G.
He's Patty G.
It's all good.
It's all good.
You got you okay? I'm Patty G. And it's all good.
It's all good.
I'll pop a cap in your dog if you're in my neighborhood.
Nice neighborhood.
You ain't all that, my brother. What'd you say about my mother? I'm the bomb. Say no joke, it's gangsta folk.
Oh, he's the bomb. Say no joke, it's gangsta folk.
Oh, dog, check it out! My hoochie's fly.
It's hoochie's fly.
Don't diss my boo.
What is a boo?
Or you'll end up like you know who.
Tupac, that's who.
Shout out to all my G's. What's up, peeps?
Cracker, please.
I'm dope. Take a toke of gangsta folk.
Big ass toke.
It's gangsta folk. We be chilling out. Puffing on the crock till we all folked out. Holes in the hot tub 24/7, homie, ain't no lie.
Nasty hoes.
Forgot about that one. Nasty rubber hose that you fill the hot tub with.
Child services will be here in 3, 2.
I'm the best MC. My rhymes are fat. I cock my Glock, biatch.
True that.
For schnizzle my izzle dog. Keep on playing.
I have no idea what my father's saying.
But I'm the bomb. This ain't no joke. It's gangster forward. Peace out. Thank you, Jimmy. The headphones back on? Yes? Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a true man of the world. I stand here with my flag unfurled. I'm a gorgeous melting pot of humanity. But one physical flaw is such a blow to my vanity. I have a cute English nose. Like the Swedes, I'm the leanest. I have huge Austrian pecs. But a Greek statue penis. I'm hung like ancient art. That's what came between us. You like my Roman hands, but not my Greek statue penis. I'm no Norse god, neither grower nor shower. I have a pint-sized package like that javelin thrower. Go ahead, take a peek at my tiny little Greek physique. I have a strong Irish liver and a Japanese-like genius, a big American gut, but a Greek statue penis, salty Brazilian nuts, and a Greek statue penis. I have a Greek physique. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I'm actually seeing somebody right now. The voices in my head told me that I love you. The voices in my head said you love me too. Yes, they do. You know they're always right. So I'ma listen and deny it to the voices in my head. Yeah, the voices in my head said we'll always be together. So I got your name tattooed in flaming red on my forehead. They come in crystal clear
but my doctor, he can't hear the voices in my head. Yeah, the voices in my head said to stop my medication. The voices in my head said to jump the wall and run and buy a gun. You know they're always right, so I won't put up a fight with voices in my head. I see you on TV, and the voices are telling me that you want me, and you need me, and your boyfriend should be dead and gone. Voices in my head said to break in your apartment and hide under the bed, 'cause your love was just a lie. You too must die. So tonight I'll stalk, but my lawyer says I'm insane, so I'll walk. Got voices in my head, yeah. Got voices in my head. Got voices in my head, yeah, 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 yeah.
Jimmy Buffett is opening up a bunch of retirement homes down in Florida, called Margaritaville Retirement Homes. This thing just writes itself. Getting a sponge bath from one of the cute staff, all of us covered in lanacane. Plugged in my CPAP, taking a long nap. Check my leg, there's a new spider vein. Spending my golden years in Margaritaville Retirement Home, searching for my lost Epsom salt. Salt, salt, salt. My family claims that it's my memory to blame, but I don't know. What was I talking about? Fell off my scooter, chasing old cooter. Broke my hip, now it hurts to the bone. But there's pills in the grinder, and my nurse a reminder for the numbing concoction that helps me hang on. Oh, hydrocodone, spending my golden years in Margaritaville Retirement Home, searching for my lost Epsom salt. My family claims that it's my memory to blame. My family claims that it's my memory to blame. My family claims that it's my memory to blame. I don't know. I think I just suffer.
I gotta go. You guys have been great. Thank you very much. It's all for camp. You guys have been wonderful. Thank you so much. How about a hand for my son?
Good night.
Pat Godwin! Thanks so much for coming. You're going to be sending some kids to summer camp. We really appreciate your coming out here on a hot, sweaty night. We'll see you next year. We'll do it again.
Talk to you Monday. Thank you.
We'll be there Monday, too. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chip.
This has been Comedy for Summer Camp, a Bob and Tom comedy event, exclusively on Bob and Tom 24/7. Thanks for listening.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.